The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from Northern California, it's Lifeline with Jesse Gastan. He's the host of Way of Grace, a pastor and a community leader. He's a teacher and an inspiration. He's Lifeline's own Jesse Gastan.
And I want to welcome you to this Monday edition of Lifeline, May 12th. 2021. Hello, KFAX Radio family listener group. Good to have you with us today. We've come off of a weekend where we have celebrated Mother's Day 24 hours ago, a little bit more than that, reaffirming the fixed scientific and genetically immutable reality that God made them male and female in the image of God created He them. It's the world view we operate out of. Everybody in the world operates out of that view, largely speaking, based upon the empirical, scientific, genetic, immutably unchangeable process by which all conceptions that require the male-female reproductive agency recognizes the distinction between men and women, so that even to slightly entertain a viable addition to the binary category that God set up is to both distort reality with a myth and then to open the door to literary, verbal, linguistic, and therefore irrational and contradictory categories of speech. What is a woman if there is such thing as a trans woman? And they are to be viewed as indistinguishably the same. That's the question we want to pose as we meditate upon what the Word of God says to us. I remember quoting this many, many years ago, but it always comes up really relevant to not only where we are today. And this is Isaiah's prophecy, Isaiah chapter 30. He says these words over in verse 28. And this is the Lord speaking. Behold, the name of the Lord comes from afar, verse 27, burning with anger and burden. His burden is heavy. His lips are full of indignation. His tongue is a devouring fire. This is God actually dealing with things that are out of order and chaotic and purging them. And his breath, Isaiah says, as an overflowing stream shall reach even to the midst of the neck to sift the nations with the sieve. Vanity. I've made that observation many, many times before, that where we are in our culture is in a place where men and women are trapped by vain reasoning, irrational thoughts. That's what the prophet is stating. Our rulers are fools, blind, and often evidencing dangerous levels of reprobation. This is what Paul meant when he says, and God gave them up to a strong delusion that they should believe a lie. Why would we be opening up with this kind of notion? Because as I've told you before, one of the most cruel and diabolical systems ever created by human beings is governance, the deceptive governance that comes in the form of politics. Yeah, and I'm talking about right now, California is recalling Governor Newsom, as you know, and I think it's both right for them to do that and responsible. And what does the media do with this recall of Governor Newsom but begin to mock disgruntled Californians by projecting none other than Bruce Jenner, who desires to be called Caitlyn Jenner, and wants you to believe that he is indeed a woman. Right before your eyes, not only is the political system mocking Californians, but the political system is also letting you see what the future is against your will. I mean, think about it. The whole nation recognizes that California is a major component as a hub for the world, supporting the world on many levels. And we have had a governor now whose ratings are so low that he's being recalled. We've done this before, Gray Davis. And upon this recall, which is serious now because there have been a number of necessary signatures to reach the level of a recall, what does the media do? What does the political system do? It goes into hyper gear, offering to the citizens of California an alternative to Gavin Newsom, and that would be Caitlyn Jenner. Now, our Bruce Jenner, which is his actual name that corresponds with his actual cisgender. If you don't want to kind of play the politically correct terminology that I stated earlier, is really part of a set of contradictory categories of speech. Because I will pose the question again, and you can answer it if you want to. What is a woman, if there is such thing as a trans woman, and they are to be viewed as indistinguishably the same? If they are indistinguishable and to be viewed as synonymous, then what is a woman? And if Bruce Jenner, whom we watched all our lives, particularly those of us who are baby boomers and watched him run and swim and do the, you know, the triathlon and decathlon with the kind of excellence that he did, fully recognizing that what we were looking at was a man. How is it that we are going to totally disregard all of that historical verification and manifestation of testosterone and hormones and excellence within the category of sports of the male specimen, who is almost like a Herculean individual who all of a sudden now, just because he wants to, desires to be called a woman and therefore be called Caitlyn? How do we take those two categories and make them equivalently realistic? Well, the answer is you can't. Either you have to submit to truth as it is laid out before us in science and in the Bible, or you have to embrace a lie. You have to embrace a false narrative. You have to reject reality and embrace, again, a postmodern framework of self-perception or cultural perception or collective perception. What's going on here? And again, I think this is the plan going forward. You know, California, again, plays a big role in politics. And I think what they're doing is basically asserting to us, ladies and gentlemen, via this particular recall, that going forward, you will see a lot of trans people get put into the place of your natural, organic male and female personages, and you're going to have to simply deal with it. Now, right now, you can go on major media outlets and you can hear them arguing with conservatives, if you will. Yo, what's wrong with Caitlyn Jenner being your representative? What, are you transphobic or something? Well, you guys know that's just a baiting of the issue. It's a baiting of the issue. What they would much rather you do is simply capitulate to the fact that Caitlyn Jenner or Bruce Jenner, however way you want to call them, is merely an individual, not a male or a female or whatever, but an individual who actually is posing to represent the disgruntled, largely conservative group here in California. And I bet you the media is looking forward to Californians just making a mess of this, falling apart, turning this into, again, some kind of distracted argument, when in fact of matter, really who needs to be exposed and brought to the light is the media. And again, as I stated, our diabolical system of deceptive politics that seeks to govern us by squeezing us into a mold and making us guilty if we don't actually capitulate to their system. I would encourage you not to. I would encourage you to recognize that what's going on here is a litmus test for even more confusing and chaotic things to occur in the weeks and months to come in our world, and that California is just a particular example and model of what's coming forward, not only in areas of being a governor, but also in the areas of presidency, et cetera, et cetera. As you already know, the Biden administration is promoting the wholesale centrality of transgenderism, not only in terms of politics, but education and the school system. And you know this is grieving men and women, grieving parents, grieving them particularly because they're being told that they must not train their children to believe what God says and believe what the Word of God says about their actual organic God-ordained gender. What a travesty and an abuse of power on the part of politics. What a travesty. On the other hand, as well, it was not too far from this weird and bizarre, optic of Bruce Jenner possibly being a viable candidate for a governor. I mean, we had Arnold Schwarzenegger, and before that we had Ronald Reagan. So, you know, California can do some wild things. And if you want to talk about that, you certainly may. But also, I've discovered that the Gates are divorcing. I don't know if you know anything about Bill and Melinda Gates, but they're divorcing. And I'm asking the question, what's up with that? What kind of switch and bait and distraction tactic is that? Why would the media make it public? Why would Bill and Melinda do what they're doing with that? One of the things I've learned just watching how power brokers work in our world, how people who have the ability to shape the narrative and bring it to you and me, is what's up front is almost never what's behind the scene. What's up front is almost never what's behind the scene. But one of the things I have been saying to the people of God in relationship to all of this crazy stuff that we're dealing with, which is encroaching upon us much more of a socialistic soft tyranny that you and I know are being imposed upon us via this this whole vaccine regimen. Maybe God is intervening here. Maybe the Lord has intervened to begin to dismantle the Gates and his population control agenda by disturbing his home for being such an unwelcome intrusion into the lives of many nations for whom the harm has been masterfully concealed in that regard. A lot of people are very much aware of the debacle that he made in India years ago, as well as in Africa with many of the women, the females in those communities for which they have significantly rejected his overture to be a part of the solution of COVID going forward. So, yeah, those are kind of the things. I'm going to take a break here in a moment. Then we come back. We can take your phone calls. All the lines are open. 1-888-367-5329 1-888-367-5329 You're listening to the Monday edition of Lifeline. Let's turn it into some gumbo or potpourri. Bring up the topics and see if we can expand on them for a couple of hours. We'll take a break. We'll pay some bills. We'll be right back.
And now back to Lifeline.
All right, we are back. The time 5:22. All the lines are open. 1-888-367-5329 You're going to call in and have a conversation with yours truly. I think the lines are open. 1-888-367-5329 We are having a mental health forum this Saturday. If you guys are interested, we're gathering on Saturday, May 15th at Grace Bible Church in Hayward, 11 a.m. to talk about mental health challenges all over the world, our nation, and more particularly the Bay Area, as I am speaking with different persons in our congregation who are in the mental health field in a number of areas. It's going to be a fascinating discussion, a couple hours of dialogue, our presentation rather, and then some Q&A. We're specifically addressing family issues, the subtle but very prevalent mental health issues that are developing in families, developing with children, young women, is dangerously alarming, particularly in the area of self-harm. The statistics have been out for a long time, the kind of danger that our sons and daughters are in, and more or less to these days our daughters, in terms of mental disturbances. And we want to be able to pick up on the signs and signals of those things before something disastrous occurs. And you guys might even be aware of that, too. And in fact, if you wanted to, you could give me a call and talk to me about your experience with mental health in your family and maybe even some of the disturbing challenges that's taking place psychologically and emotionally with your children as well. And you may not know, you know, what to do about it. You may not have adequate data and information. And, you know, this is going to be a great time for many of us to be able to demystify, if you will, some of the notions around mental health. I've stated it to our own congregation a number of times, the importance of Christians not over spiritualizing the issue of mental health. You know, many years ago, often the church would merely attribute to the manifestation of mental health demonic possession. That's kind of like a cop out, a lazy approach to dealing with something that often has a much more concrete and scientific component to it. So just because somebody's acting outside of the parameters of control, as you would perceive it, doesn't mean they're demonically possessed, oppressed, or anything of the sort. It could merely be a biochemical disorder. It could be, again, a fragility psychologically. It could be a number of things. It could be their environmental circumstances. Today, one of the big factors in the destabilization of our homes and the inability of parents to really get a grip on where our children are going on an emotional level is social media. And I would definitely call your attention to Jonathan Haidt's coddling of the American mind. Jonathan Haidt, H-A-I-D-T, Jonathan Haidt, The Coddling of the American Mind. It's a YouTube. He does a presentation for about an hour and a half, I think, at Colorado's university. He does a great job of demonstrating kind of the errors that American families have made over the last 4 or 5 decades in creating what he calls a fragile American childhood to adulthood syndrome. The choice that has been made to become so soft and so fearful and so unable to address adversity and find ourselves as children and as teens, particularly he's addressing the preteen to teen period of young children not being able to handle adversity, not being able to handle stress and being taught even in school to problematize it or catastrophize events. And I think some of you parents would know what I'm talking about if you have discovered that what occurred with putting your kids in school and the kids being able to have the influence of the teachers to get at them psychologically. And you guys do know in your public school systems, that is exactly what occurs today. To have your child in the public school system is to have them to go through a fairly intrusive psychological evaluation, which puts the parents on edge because the authorities in your public school system are more than poised to want to identify parents as maybe being abusive and dangerous to children if the parents' worldview doesn't line up with the Gestapo of the school system, which is operating, as you and I know, out of an extremely secularistic social construct, socialist system that really is, again, dreadfully dangerous in terms of the power shifting from the parents over the children to the children over the parents and the state over the children versus the parents over the children. This is where we are today. And over the last 34 years, we have seen two generations now of young people who are definitely mentally challenged, emotionally unstable, unable to function in our world. And the young people, this is the alarming thing. Our younger people are giving themselves over to pressures and expressions of depression and even suicidal tendencies that needs to really be looked at. And that's fundamentally what we want to do on Saturday with, again, a panelist of people working in the field, mental health crisis field on a number of levels, to just talk it through, give you insights as to what's going on, prepare material to help families begin to at least have resources around these things and begin to address them, because they're unavoidable now. And again, Jonathan Haidt put it this way. He basically said the coddling of the American mind was basically a theft of children from an environment that would have created an anti-fragile human being, anti-fragility, meaning that they would have been stronger if, in fact, the motto of what doesn't kill you makes you what? Stronger, had been maintained and embraced. It's really true on a biological level, on a sociological level, on a historic level, on a teleological level, and even on a biblical level. What you and I do know is this, as difficult as things may be, barring abuse, barring neglect, barring illegality, barring wickedness, barring perversion and abuse, you and I don't want to ever advocate that. We know that there's a big problem in that arena. But if you and I understand that children have to learn how to deal with pressures. They have to learn how to deal with adversity and obstacles. They have to learn how to deal with opposition to them. They have to learn how to accept contradictions and people telling them that they can't have their way. In other words, they have to learn how to develop an immune system, not only physically, but emotionally and psychologically, in the same way in which you and I know, those of us who are aware of what's going on with this COVID-19 thing. It would have been much better if our own biological herd immunity would have developed early on before being intercepted by a synthetic vaccine. And in large part, it's still working. The herd immunity is still working. It would have been a whole lot better had we just operated out of the same model we have in the past. You get hit with a virus, you go down for a minute. You get back up, utilizing, a significant early treatment methodologies, and then watching your immune system naturally develop greater antibodies over against that particular virus. That's how God has called us to protect ourselves. So even in this sinful world, that model has worked in the past. What's taking place now is something else altogether, of which we will be facing down the line. But in terms of emotional, psychological fragility in our culture, we really want to get on top of that now, because as we are seeing our government going to pots, as I stated, the insanity of our policies and the insanity of our leaders, if they acquire a bit more control over us, then yeah, what you might consider sane, reasonable, legitimate, healthy boundaries of discipline and restriction in order to strengthen the mental, emotional, physiological, spiritual immunity of your child, that's going to be considered criminal at a certain point, if you know what I mean, because when a world operates out of what they call good is really evil and what they call evil is really good, turning things upside down, then all you're going to do with that kind of recipe is create a world of chaos and sickness and disease and destruction. And it's going to give the government every reason to want to break in and rescue human beings as a pseudo savior. All right, we've got two lines open, 1-888-367-5329, 1-888-367-5329. Love to hear from you, stories on mental health in your own life or in your family's life, and how important it is for us to be able to talk about it, demystify all of the kind of witchcraft rhetoric that comes out of religion and abuse of biblical verses in relationship to that. And then deal with it with a balance between theology and legitimate science and experience. This is the Monday edition of Lifeline. We'll take another break, and then we'll come back after this with your phone calls on this Monday edition of Lifeline. We'll be right back.